An Australian federal police agreement has highlighted that Chinese police officers have been running covert operations in Australia. The agreement that AFP officers have signed with their Chinese counterparts is aimed at stamping out these illegal operations, where Chinese officers secretly interrogate suspects and pressure them into returning to China. The agreement stipulates that an Australian federal police officer must be present for any operation by Chinese police in Australia. Sean Rubenstein Dunlop has more.
In 2015, Australian authorities were shocked to discover Chinese police had flown into Melbourne undercover and persuaded a bus driver to return to China to face allegations of bribery. Professor Bates Gill is a leading China watcher who's been alarmed since then by revelations of a string of similar illegal Chinese operations in Australia.
There have been several incidents, at least publicly acknowledged, that agents of the Chinese government, law enforcement agents, have travelled to Australia, unbeknownst to Australian authorities, to either intimidate or spy upon persons of concern to the Chinese.
The covert operations have been part of a high-profile anti-corruption campaign by the Chinese President Xi Jinping, known as the Fox Hunt. Professor Gill again.
This is part of a larger global undertaking where the Chinese government looks to find, intimidate, and if possible, bring back to justice individuals who they claim have broken Chinese laws. Maybe it's money laundering, drug offences, or simply skipping town in order to get away from Chinese authorities.
But last night, the Australian Federal Police Commissioner, Andrew Colvin, signed a deal with the Chinese domestic police agency aimed at stamping that out. Under the new protocols, an AFP officer will have to be present during any interaction with Chinese police in Australia. Interviews will be recorded by Australian authorities and run with an independent translator.
This is clearly an effort to try and rein in that sort of illegal behaviour on the part of Chinese authorities and make sure these activities are done under the watchful eye of Australian law enforcement officials.
The deal comes after plans for an extradition treaty between Australia and China collapsed earlier this year. The Turnbull government failed to get it through Parliament because of human rights concerns. China is trying to reassure other countries its law enforcement operations are legitimate, even setting up an anti-corruption body separate from the Communist Party's discipline wing. Professor Bates Gill says the Australian police agreement is a clear sign of goodwill from China.
I think it's very significant. It's an important indicator of the two countries' ability to work together, and I think that's generally a positive. It's also a good thing that this is presumably going to prevent Chinese authorities from undertaking actions like they have in the past. And we can also hope that any sorts of law enforcement activities that the Chinese want to undertake in Australia are done under the rule of law and in a way which Australian citizens would recognize as being consistent with our values.
This is a deal with China's police agency, the Public Security Bureau. It doesn't cover the Communist Party's discipline body, which is responsible for targeting people who might be permanent residents and citizens of Australia. So will this really stop these operations?
I think it will have a significant effect in bringing them at least under the watchful eye of Australian authorities. It's true that the Central Discipline Inspection Commission is sort of at the political level and within the party responsible for rooting out corruption and going after especially party officials who have done something wrong. But the actual sort of task of arresting, for example, or bringing to justice those individuals would actually fall to the Public Security Bureau, the police in China. So I think this new action with the Public Security Bureau and the Australian Federal Police is going to be able to significantly curtail and prevent the types of activities we've seen in the past.
That's Professor Bates Gill from Macquarie University, ending that report from Sean Rubenstein Dunlop.